organization stands for peaceful solutions to international problems, and specifically against the sanctions and the war on Iraq.
Anti-war activist Diane McNairn is a musician. She's also on the steering committee of the Birmingham Peace Project. She estimates as many as 500 demonstrated here on February 15, 2003, joining huge groups of protesters across the globe that day. Critics brand anti-war protesters as unpatriotic and jab them for not supporting U.S. troops. But Diane McNairn says that's not fair.
We certainly do not deny that American troops and British troops are very, very brave and probably doing what they feel is the right thing as individuals. But I would support them by bringing them home, not by having them there at all.
Protests like these are not just a relic of the Vietnam War era, says Jonathan Bass, assistant professor of history at Samford University. In fact, they are part of a long tradition of dissent in U.S. history.
Even from the American Revolution on down, at least a third of Americans were loyalists. The War of 1812 was protested. Even New England even considered at one time seceding from the Union.
Dissent existed in the North during the American Civil War, adds Jonathan Bass, with large anti-war protests in New York. The Mexican-American War, which broke out in 1846, stirred much opposition as well.
Henry David Thoreau wrote on civil disobedience and in protest to war and taxation issues related to that war.
Professor Bass adds that the Spanish-American War of 1898 bred vigorous dissent and an American anti-imperialist campaign.
Mark Twain was, read some of his stuff from the time period, is very acid penned.
The War Prayer by Mark Twain tells of a stranger who enters a patriotic church service. He tells that crowd that by praying for victory, they are praying also for the destruction of their enemy.
O Lord our God, help us to tear their soldiers to bloody shreds with our shells. Help us to cover their smiling fields with the pale forms of their patriot dead. Help us to turn them out roofless, with their little children to wander unfriended the wastes of their desolate land in rags and hunger and thirst. We ask it in the spirit of love of him who is the source of love. Amen.
Over there, over there. That the Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming, the drums rum coming everywhere.
During World War I, dissent existed even at the highest levels of President Wilson's administration, says Samford University's Jonathan Bass.
William Jennings Bryan, who receives the Democratic nomination for the second time in 1900, campaigns against America's involvement. And in fact, he will be Secretary of State under Woodrow Wilson and will resign as Secretary of State because he believes that Wilson's pushing the country towards war.
People didn't just lose their jobs for protesting World War I. They lost their freedom, says UAB history professor Stephen Miller.
At that time, there was a fairly large socialist movement in the United States. Eugene Debs was the head of the U.S. Socialist Party, and the U.S. had a labor movement known as the IWW, International Workers of the World. Prior to World War I, the leaders of these parties all opposed the war. And when the U.S. entered the war, all of the leaders were systematically jailed. That's just an untold part of U.S. history, but it's true.
Historians note that World War II was probably the only major war without large groups of organized dissenters.
I'm in the army now. My duty, I'm gonna do mine. Now, please don't cry, baby. The big building's doing fine.
Opposition to the war did exist until the bombing of Pearl Harbor. As knowledge of the Nazi government grew, most anti-war activists decided to fight fascism. After the war, many of them re-entered the peace movement, which got a big boost from the Vietnam War. Fueled by television images of dead American soldiers and Vietnamese civilians, anti-war demonstrations peaked at 2 million participants nationwide during October of 1969. A month later, about 500,000 protested in Washington, D.C., and the movement remained strong throughout the conflict. But American opposition to the 2003 Iraq War has grown larger and spread faster than the Vietnam protests. In January, even before the war began, authorities cited 100,000 protesters in both Washington, D.C. and San Francisco, while organizers say the crowds cleared 850,000. Jonathan Bass, author of Blessed Are the Peacemakers, distinguishes peace movements, usually dominated by traditional pacifist or religious convictions, from anti-war movements, which may have other agendas.
What I'm hearing is not necessarily anti-war opposition as it is anti-Bush.
Having failed to stop the conflict in Iraq, leaders in the anti-war movement are at a crossroads, trying to redefine present and future goals. Many plan to organize a broader campaign that deals with the causes and consequences of this war and how to prevent more like it in the future. For WBHM, I'm Valerie Gartseff.